This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
The Valley's favorite way to wake up.
I love the morning show.
The best morning soundtrack.
Go! It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Okay, listen, it's time for another one. It's time for the staycation setup. We got Brianna on the line. She thinks her boyfriend might be cheating on her because Brianna, he actually said another girl's name in his sleep.
Yeah. The other night I got home pretty late from work. I'm a bartender, so I work really late hours.
Okay.
But by the time I got home, he was already asleep before me. So I should probably mention, though, he does this thing where he mumbles and talks in his sleep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like really weirded out by it at first, but I got more unused to it the more we slept together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we've been together now for over a year.
Okay, so just one night he was sleeping, and in his sleep he mumbled another girl's name?
Yeah, you know, everything was normal until I got into bed this night, and I stayed up on my phone for a bit, and he started this mumbling. Again, not really fazed by it anymore, but then I swore I heard him say a girl's name.
What was the name?
It was Allie.
Allie?
And my head whipped around so fast, and for a second I gave him the benefit of the doubt, maybe I heard it wrong.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stayed up and, you know, to see if I could hear it again.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, it was 10 times clearer. So I know for a fact he said another girl's name.
Well, how did he say it? Did he say like, Allie? Or he's like, oh, Allie. Allie.
There's a difference. Yep.
Especially when you're dead asleep.
Yeah.
I want to say it was just, you know, kind of something I reacted to the way he said it. It
wasn't okay. Like, I want you to show me how he said it.
Here we go.
I want to hear it. How did he say Allie?
Allie?
That sounds like a question mark. Yeah. Maybe he wants to meet you in the alley. Maybe something happened in an alley. How do you know there's a girl named Allie?
I think he knows an alley. Like, I should have shook him up and just, like, let him know that I'm confused. I'm, like, pissed at him saying this chick's name. But, like, you know, I waited until the next morning. If he knew an alley, I asked him. And, it, like, he brushed me off and was just like, I know all kinds of random shit. And, like, whatever I say when I'm sleeping means nothing.
So do you know an alley?
Like, I don't know an alley.
Okay.
But, you know, I asked, do you know any alleys? And he said, no, I don't. Like, he doesn't work with any.
Huh.
So I'm, like, pretty baffled by the fact that he just mumbled this
right
name. Like,
yeah.
That he doesn't know.
Okay. Well, I heard enough. And no history of him cheating on you before? Did he cheat on you before and then he would be a repeat offender?
No. I trust that he's never cheated on me before. He's never,
okay,
like, admitted to it, so.
Dreams can get weird, so.
Yeah. Okay. Sienna, what are we about to do?
All right, well, we're going to call up your man, and we are going to offer him the free romantic stay, and we are going to hope he says your name and not Allie.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. If he does say Allie, is it absolutely over, or?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
I mean, it's clear to me that he's cheating. I mean, who does that?
Right. Okay. Well, we'll find out together. Is this the girl of his dreams, Allie, or his girl from Brianna? Let's find out.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Eddie?
Yes, yeah, speaking.
Hi, Eddie. My name is Selena. So I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news. You're actually the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not interested. Thank you.
Are you sure? What if I told you we want to put you in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package?
If that's the case, then I would love to ask you what's the catch.
So there actually is not a catch. I will tell you, the only time we'll need credit card information is for incidentals. Other than that, the free weekend stay is all on us.
Okay, so that sounds like the catch. How much is the incidental? Like, it's probably the price of the hotel.
So it just depends, you know, if you want to take a drink out of the mini bar or if you accidentally spill something on the bed sheets, anything like that. That's where we would might have to charge your card. But other than that, it's free.
I'm not paying anything.
You will not be paying a dime.
All right, I'm listening.
So congratulations, Eddie. So something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is actually write a sweet or saucy note to the guest you will be bringing. So I can give you a moment to think about it.
No, let's do saucy.
Okay, perfect choice. Whenever you're ready, I can write it down.
Okay. Let me see. Looks like I'm full of surprise, babe.
Okay, I can write that down. It's a little saucy. All right, Eddie, now that I have that written down, the most important question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Type in Allie, please.
So you do know who the fuck Allie is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Eddie.
Hello?
Hey, so legally, we got to let you know, you're actually live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess, and your girlfriend Brianna's on the line with us.
It's very obvious to me now that you do know who the fuck Allie is.
This isn't the best time or, like, the way to go about to have this conversation.
No, this is the perfect time.
Actually,
good time.
Time.
Good time for you, JD. Sienna, a good time.
Yeah, good time.
Producer Maddie, good time. Yeah, this is a good time.
Good time.
Yes. I gave you the opportunity to come clean to me, and you didn't. Instead, you just told me some stupid excuse and brush it off like nothing's happening. But I knew not to believe you.
No. You already know I stay stupid. Like, when I sleep, you know what I'm saying? You should be used to it by now. And you're making something out of nothing.
Did you just forget you put her name down on a hotel reservation, not me?
This is fucking stupid. I don't know.
What's stupid? That you're cheating or that you got caught?
Listen, I'm on my way to work, and we can just talk later. It's fine.
No.
Oh, we caught you at a bad time.
Stop trying to stall. You think I'm going to be there and just have a conversation with you after you wrote a random girl's name on a note? I don't want anything else to do with you right now.
No, you're being crazy right now.
Okay.
All right,
he's not going to be there.
He's not admitting anything.
Hey, Eddie, you still there?
I'm here.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Miss Brianna, I mean, obviously, he's been cheating.
Yeah.
And still no idea who this girl, Allie, is.
I have no idea who Allie is. Like, this is so f***ed up.
Throw his stuff out.
Yeah, for these people that hate on us to do the staycation setup, this is what we do. We got her in a toxic relationship.
Exactly.
You ditched so many years of wasted energy on this guy. You avoided a whole wedding, maybe kids.
Great. Yeah, and he's stupid anyway. He snitched on himself, like she said. So
legit, in your sleep?
In your sleep,
yeah.
Man.
So he saved her some time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate your help today.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, we do have counseling services, too. If you'd like to take them, you and I can talk off air if that'll help.
Honestly, like, this totally caught me off guard, so
right.
I might need some direction and help after this.
Well, we have someone that can help you with that direction. JD's single now, so.
Okay, dude, I will not volunteer.
What?
We have someone that will help out professionally.
She sounds cute.
We have someone professionally that
she
will help.
She sounds vulnerable.
You're the worst person I've ever met. Likely shit.
Hold on right there, Brianna. We're going to give you JD's number, okay?
Stop.
All right, guys. Thank you.
No, absolutely. It's 510. Oh, are we still on air?
Yeah, we're still on air.
All right. Put it on hold. Turn off my mic.
The Morning Mess. Ooh, I like it when they make me laugh.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them, makes me happy.
On Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.